Duck Patterson. Art can be described as a life force that runs through the veins of a community. A community's downtown is described as the heart of a community. So combining the two interpretations, it's quite appropriate that one of Ladysmith Hallmark community events is held in its downtown, and that is what happens with Arts on the Avenue. It has gotten bigger with more artists applying from all over the island and Gulf Islands, said Francesca Reside from the Ladysmith Arts and District Arts Council. We also saw a huge influx of artists applying who have never applied before. This year we're going to have an amazing group of favorites and new artists. The annual event is on August 24 and 25. We are excited about our 26th year of Arts on the Avenue, said Andrea Rosato Taylor, current chair of the local Arts Council. This year's festival art market is an art collector's dream. Wander the street and see what the varied artists have brought this year. There's going to be original paintings, jewelry, fabric art, carving, indigenous-made art and more, she said. The public will not be disappointed. The two-day event will take place along First Avenue, stretching from Buller Street north to Warren Street. According to Reside, there are more than 20 art jam artists. That's happening on August 24th, and they will be providing free art experiences to visitors. We still have artists and organizations applying for Art Jam, so we are looking for that number to continue to grow. The Sunday Juried Art Show has more than 60 artists participating in the arts market. In the past, the Arts on the Avenue has featured a specific artist and will be doing so again for 2024. Harold Allenson is a watercolor artist who was previously a long-haul trucker and is this year's spotlighted artist. Harold is from Crofton and draws inspiration from his diverse life experiences. From the rugged beauty of British Columbia's west coast to the vast ranch lands of the interior, to the miles traveled during his 35-year career as a long-haul trucker, Reside said. She added his watercolor paintings reflect first-hand knowledge and observations. Visitors can expect to see bold realism with vibrant colors and the masterful use of light, which is a departure from the traditional conventions of watercolor paintings. Allenson will be on site for the arts market, and he is also teaching a workshop with the Arts Council in September. The Ladysmith Gallery, located at 32 High Street, will be hosting a special guest artist show during Arts on the Avenue. Reside said spectators can enjoy Dawn Till Dusk, which will feature a collection of new oil paintings by established artist Tyler McNeil. The 2 days of art will also feature live music and art demonstrations, as well as a kids' art area. The Ladysmith Lions Club will be on the street with their club's snack shack. Reside said members will be present and they will be available to give spectators all the info about the Arts Council and what they offer for artists, as well as visitors and volunteers. All the participants in the show are members of the Arts Council. Locally, the Arts Council has over 500 members. When asked about benefits to the community, Reside said, "The Arts on the Avenue Festival has become an iconic arts event for the island, and people wait for it to arrive each year. We are bringing visitors to the Ladysmith community for this event, who in turn are steps away from local restaurants and shopping options. Our event benefits local organizations by raising awareness for the resources in our town and provides visitors with access to all kinds of artists from different communities. It becomes a more accessible and beneficial way to gather all kinds of people together." As far as new features for 2024, Reside said this year Art Jam will run from 4 to 8 p.m. The time change is to accommodate all ages to be able to participate in the activities, as well as for the artists to get some rest if they are participating the following morning. There is a full list of vendors and artists participating in this year's event at www.artsontheavenue.ca. The event couldn't happen without town support, Reside said. This year there are some new supporters, such as Be Creative Art Supplies and Market 2 All, join returning sponsors. The Ladysmith and District Credit Union is behind us and so much more, and Ladysmith Pharmasave. The town of Ladysmith and many others are great supporters, and we thank them all.